Okay, guys, we're talking about Hustlers today. We just got back from the theater. We hype. We ready to dive into this.
Ready to drop that ass.
Where are your favorite roommates? I hope so. We should be. Are we not your favorite roommates?
How are we not? We're fucking great. Like us.
Yeah, exactly.
Subscribe.
They got aggressive real quick.
Leave us a review.
I'm hype. I told you.
First of all, I love that you said that. I'm hype. That's my favorite.
That's amazing. She's like, join the modern circles.
Woo. But during this movie, the only time I jammed out was the Frankie Valli part. So we're still balanced out, y'all.
Which is the most Anna moment, like, of anything.
So this is Crystal. And the first thing I said, one of the first things I said after the movie was like, what does it say about me that like all my jams fit into a strip club? Like a soundtrack to strip
club. It says that you're doing the wrong thing with your life.
You should be a DJ. I mean, at a strip club.
I loved all of...
I was going to say she should be a stripper.
That's a negative. That is a negative.
I'm going to take it a step back and say DJ at a strip club? You don't have to be stripping.
I'll be a DJ in my house.
Be like the mom in the back, like baking the cake for them.
The madam. Be the madam.
No, ew.
You used to be so sweet. Old? No.
Take care of those girls. Make sure they're taken care of.
Yeah.
Keep your bouncers like...
I mean, check. I guess if I have to pick a position in there, it's going to be the
man. I'll be a stripper. That'd be fun.
That's a negative.
I make so much money.
Anna?
I'll tend bar.
All right. She'll make drinks.
She'll be the bartender.
Anyways, this is Joy.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Crystal. And I was crying through the last part of this movie. you said Hustlers already, right?
Yes.
Okay, I forgot.
It was drowned out by the ass.
Sorry.
Has most things
also
are.
We're recording again in a short amount of time. This
oh my
is
god in the same week. Time in a week.
Groundbreaking.
It's been 5 days.
Who are we? Almost like, it's like almost like we have a regular podcast.
What's
that? I don't understand.
So it's almost like I only got off work 1 hour late instead of two.
So I know not really synopsis, you have it with you on it, but like what's the movie about? Go ahead.
The movie is about Constance Wu and Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez's fabulous fucking face.
It's based on a true story.
No, it's based on a true story of this woman who started off in strip clubs and dancing. She met this other stripper and dancer played by Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm going to go. Thank God there was no Jennifer Lawrence in here.
I'm going to go.
Don't you
Jennifer
love her?
Lopez.
No.
You don't?
Is she on crack? When have I loved Jennifer Lawrence?
Where's the pizza?
I love that.
Also, she's blonde.
Ma'am. She was fucking... Well, you have problems with the casting.
Is it because of that?
No, actually, no, it's not that. She was great, and then she was and then she's just so like, we don't have time. We're not here for Jennifer Lawrence.
Is it because she was like too much?
Yeah, she was like too much.
That's fair. That's fair.
She's like overdose of Jennifer Lawrence.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Another stripper who is more experienced, played by Jennifer Lopez. Different L. And they become friends and they form this bond and they create this family and
they
family
do illegal stuff.
Does some illegal shit. They mix some drugs and steal money from men.
Whoopsies.
And you know what?
Yikes.
Karma's a thing and it comes back and it bites them in the ass.
You know, when she says, Jennifer Lopez has that speech to Constance Wu about like, these guys do this stuff all the time and they get, they don't go any trouble for it.
Especially right after
the
recession.
Why am I supposed to care about them?
Yeah, right after the recession, they all got bailed out. They all got jobs again.
Yeah, she's like, that money you're getting is all stolen money.
Which I would have been fine, and I agreed with that 100%. Like, yeah, these guys aren't facing any consequences for their actions. Mm-hmm. So what if they lose $5,000 to some badass women? That's fine. The only thing that I don't like is the drugging.
Oh, yeah. Not a good look. But not great. I think, it, like anything else, it starts small and then like, it's working. So it just spirals and like, oh, no, what's happening? We're in too deep. You know, it's like anything else.
100%. But I was on board with it until that.
I was like, steal from men? Yeah, they deserve it.
But also, when she says, like, what are they going to say? You spent money at a strip club? Like, exactly. What are they going to...
I would have been more okay with it if the guys thought they were just like doing cocaine and they snorted it themselves. But because they were like drugging their drinks behind their back like that, just you made me feel like, you know, like women get
It's a drugs good point. Yeah.
In their drinks, and that just gave me an icky feeling. But other than that, I was.
I mean, get it, girl. It is icky.
Minus the drugs.
It is icky, but like they're losing money. Women lose way more than that.
Oh no, 100%.
So it's like, you know,
yeah.
That's a weird sound I just made.
Do it again.
No,
I think Rocket hurt you.
What? Oh,
he don't give a shit. He's got his big ass.
So
bone.
I think first of all, I really, really liked this movie.
Yes.
And people had been talking about, you know, how it was the great film and Oscar buzz, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, really? This? Yeah. Well, you know what? There was some great acting all the way around. And not just like for a like a cheesy stripper movie. Like there was some substance to what was happening.
It didn't feel like a chick flick.
No,
it felt like a film.
A movie.
It felt like a film. Yeah, it did. It felt like, okay, well, I've never seen Magic Mike. So how do you think it compares to that?
This is substantially way better.
Really?
Yeah. Magic Mike is fun because it has dancing. It has Twitch in it. He was a good dancer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Some really great cameos. And this, okay, not the first one. First one's trash. Second one, good. the second one had good. It had a little bit more of a storyline, and it was about the ladies and what they were doing, and then the guys and some bonding and male stuff and whatever. Hustlers is an actual film. Magic Mike was more for like the performance, like the dancing and the whatever.
I feel like because Hustlers was good. It's like structural wise, like the pacing was a little weird. It felt a lot longer than it should have felt to me personally.
How long was the actual movie?
I don't know, but it felt like it kept. I don't know. The way they placed it should have just been a little bit better. But acting wise, all the way around, so good. I feel like this, because I think J-Lo would be considered a supporting character.
Really? I thought she would have been lead with Constance Wu.
Is a lead. But
I thought they would have been co-leads.
In the categories or whatever, she'd be supporting. So I can completely see her.
Also give her a better chance of winning.
True.
That's true.
I can completely see her getting a Golden Globe win, if not nomination.
Oh.
And depending on the female, the actress race and what kind of other roles will be nominated, I don't know that she'll win, but if the female roles are not as grand, she probably could get a nomination, honestly. Because there's not, she was great, but she wasn't like, she was just being J-Lo, which is fine. That's completely fine because people win awards for being themselves all the time. It's not a big deal. But I feel like in particular, like the scene where she's being interrogated, maybe there wasn't like enough written in that scene. I wanted to be a little meatier. I wanted more from that. I wanted her to, I don't know, maybe just because the interview was one-sided.
When she was being interrogated by the cops or by the writer?
Both.
Oh, okay.
I wanted more substance in those, like, because Constance Wu was like giving it everything.
Yeah.
She was pouring it out, like the way she would just, her single tears would fall, and like it just so
and
good.
Even just okay. Those looks she would give, like when things started to take a turn for the worse, and she
like
would
she'd
just
have like a memory, she'd remember what was happening, and she would like trigger something in her face.
Yeah,
her face so acting good. So good. I love that close-up of whenever she's talking to the writer and she just starts like crying, but not like cry, but it was the most realistic crying I think I've seen in a movie, because it was like she literally couldn't breathe, and so she couldn't get the words out, so it was like she was giving her lines, but it wasn't so like easy. Yeah, it wasn't so easy and like quick. It was like a realistic cry. That was good. She's a good crier.
She was, Constance Wu, she's fine. I never like thought she was the greatest ever, but I think this is such a great showcase of her talent. And whenever, like, because remember how she a while back was like kind of complaining about having to be back on Fresh Off the Boat or whatever, and people were like, it's not a good look. I mean, I kind of get her. If she's this good and she wants more substance and roles, then she kind of deserves it, honestly.
Yeah.
Not that Fresh Off the Boat is bad or anything, but it may feel like a hindrance to her when she wants to be in bigger things.
Do and more like films.
She's not wrong there because she was great.
Yeah. So she had to turn down a role that she really wanted.
That sucks, man. But I think she was. Also, another thing. The diversity in this movie is so good.
And it's not like in your face about it.
I know, it's the best part.
It's like natural
when they're doing the dance, like in J-Lo's apartment towards the end. It's Lila Reinhart and Kiki Palmer, Constance Wu and J-Lo, and I'm like, oh my god, the rainbow is so beautiful. Like I was, oh my god.
Which, let's pause for a second, Crystal.
I could not
tell the people why we wanted to see this movie.
Okay, so legit, the real reason why I wanted to see this, because I love Lily Reinhart. I think she's the best actress on Riverdale without question.
100%.
She makes that show tolerable. Like, she, the lines that she delivers, somehow she makes them sound great.
Yeah. And she's believable.
The best in that show.
When she has to use words like jingle jangle, seriously, we believe her.
What?
Jingle jangle is what? The drug.
Oh yeah, my God. They
have. Or now yeah. It's Fizzle Rocks.
Fizzle Rocks. Shut the yeah. fuck up. This is what's the game it. Called? The Gargoyle King? Not Triple D.
Dragons and.
What is it called?
Triple D? Diners, Drivers,
no,
and
shut
Dives.
Up. What is
it's
it?
It's not Dungeons and Dragons, but it's a playoff of Gargoyles and.
Gremlins.
Griffins and Gargoyles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. G and G.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so she delivers those lines, and you're like, all right, Lily Reinhardt, I see you.
Yeah.
So
and
she's
they give her so much meat on that because they know she can handle it.
And she's good at like milking things that are could be super small, but because she's so good, she takes that little bit and just runs with it. And she's so good.
Which it makes me wonder if they had this plan for Betty to be such a, you know, the leader basically of all this shit, or if they got Lily Reinhardt, they're like,
I think
we got to make Betty bigger.
Well, because remember like the whole like dark Betty shit in the beginning, it was weird.
It was weird.
And then like season two, you're like, okay, Lily Reinhardt, I see you. Get it. Go ahead. They, move to the front because you deserve it.
Well, because they made her dad a serial killer, but they kind of made it to where the darkness Boiler. Made sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. But random time she wore a black wig in the pool and the hot tub. I was like, yeah. What's happening?
And then she was like webcamming for a hot second.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
I forgot about that.
Girl.
Oh, my God.
Girl, you're in high school.
Calm down. Your boyfriend's named Jughead. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. I was watching. Okay, we're going on a Riverdale trant.
Sorry.
Rant. I'm sorry.
Anna's communication skills are great today.
It's after 11. It's bedtime. No, I was watching something else. I don't remember what it was, but they were. Oh, hold on. It'll come to me in just a second. It was How to Get Away with Murder, because I was watching Grey's Love. Anatomy, and then I watched the season premiere of Grey's Anatomy and A Million Little Pieces, and. How to Get Away with Murder came on, and I was cleaning up around the living room, and I was going to the, I went to the
is
bathroom.
Is it A Million Things?
What did I say?
Pieces.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. I think the Million Pieces is like a book, right?
Yeah.
That turned out to be, was that the one that turned out to be fake?
I think so. Yeah. The one with the blue cover and the hand and the dots. Yeah.
The sprinkles.
The Oprah book. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
What?
This guy wrote a memoir, and it turned out he fabricated a lot of this shit in the book.
Oh my God!
This news is about 12 years old, probably.
Yeah, 15, I don't. Maybe. I don't watch Oprah. I don't pay attention to her.
It was on the news.
It was just. It was like a Tiffany blue kind of.
I'm sure cover, if I saw it, I'd recognize it.
And it had a hand with sprinkles on it. It was everywhere.
Hold on, I'm gonna look it up for you.
It's fine. Wow, okay. A drama. Go
so
ahead.
Anyway, they're on How to Get Away with Murder. Something tragic is happening, and their friend and her baby are missing, and it's this gay couple, and. They're trying so hard to look for her, and she just named them guardians if anything happens to her, so they're freaking out, and then they start having sex, and I'm like, why do writers do this? It reminded me of Riverdale.
Oh, I have seen that before. Okay.
Reminded me of Riverdale, and like,
yeah, when Archie and Veronica
jump on each other.
Archie's dad just got shot. He's got his dad's blood on him in the shower, and she's like, "Oh, let me get in there with you, with my pearl necklace,
and let me wash that blood off." Like, what?
I hate her. I think she's so stupid.
She's the worst.
She's, anyways. Okay, we're not gonna talk about Riverdale.
And I just had to get. I just had. I remember
that's
that.
Fair,
I had
that's
to say.
Fair.
Okay, back to Hustlers.
Excellent.
Yeah, Lily Reinhardt did great.
Excellent. Excellent.
Great excellent.
She barfed a lot, which is not my favorite, but
that was a lot of barf.
I had to look
away. But I just love how she was really just totally embarrassed by it. Even when she's getting arrested, she's like, "I'm sorry."
So, I really like this movie was directed by a lady. And she's only directed a few other things, which actually she directed some episodes of New Girl.
Oh.
And I don't know if anyone's ever seen it, but Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
They're gonna make that a TV show, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
With
it's
who?
Got like, I don't know. People, I don't know.
Is that the one with Skylar Astin?
It might be. Also, like, I've never thought he's cute, but he was posting videos of him playing the piano. I'm like, do I love you? What's happening here?
I love
Skylar. That's all it takes. Just play the piano for her, guys.
I mean, I guess so. Jeez.
Play the piano.
But he fits the whole, like, dorky brunette, so I guess.
I guess. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
But I never looked at him like that before. I don't know why. I mean, he's fine, but like he's singing and playing piano. I'm like, what? Who is you?
Maybe it's now that he's single and you're saying.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot. Now he's available for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Right. Cause I'm anyways. So yes, the movie was great. The music choices were excellent. The movie opens with Janet Jackson. Hello. I am in.
Yeah.
I love Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Also, watching this movie made me think, why haven't Lizzo and Cardi B have done a song already? Also, why haven't J-Lo and Usher done a song already?
Also, right.
I'm surprised by how little Cardi B was in it to be promoting it as much as she was.
I feel like they could have done a little bit more with her because she was good comedic relief.
Yeah.
Not that it was super serious or anything, but it was a break in it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have preferred a little bit more of her.
Someone else who
maybe watched, she can't act or something. I don't know.
Some of my coworkers had already seen it. Mm-hmm. And so they were like talking about that. They were like, why were they in it so little? And I was like, I'm pretty sure they're just there for the cameo guys. They're not really.
Yeah,
like,
they were
roles.
Well, yeah,
but they were acting like that was the only reason they were there to see it.
Maybe it was,
but they were, but the way they had, cause Lizzo wasn't out promoting it.
That's true.
They had Cardi B out promoting it with all like the girls in the group. She was part of the group
also. Cause she's like, she's a, her interviews generate a lot of buzz.
It's true.
So that's
so maybe they also
reason.
Wanted her.
Which,
in there.
It's not so much how much her screen time is.
As soon as I started thinking about asking this question, I kind of figured out the answer. But the thing she was wearing on her nipples, the like bling,
pasties,
is that like a? It's like a sticker, and it's all on there, and she just sticks it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did like you think pasties? It was?
I don't know. I saw that, and I was like, I don't know why, but that feels like it would hurt. And then I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
I mean, yeah, you're putting glue on your nipples, so it's not like the best feeling, unless you're into that or whatever, but.
Unless pain's your game.
Yeah, but like, it's, I don't know why I'm explaining this.
Well, we look to you because, you know.
Oh my God, shut up. Yeah, it's not that bad. They're just stickers.
Okay.
They're just stickers on your nipples.
Like I said, as soon as I started to form the question, I was like, oh wait, duh, there's the answer.
Yeah. I did love her beautiful, like, corset, her underbust corset, that was gorgeous. Those things are very expensive.
That was nice. So I had read on Twitter a bunch that, like, even Emilia Clarke on the Emmys red carpet was like, J-Lo's entrance to this movie, her character entrance, was some of the greatest things ever. And I was like, okay guys, calm down. First of all, this bitch is 50. What the actual hell? Like, I don't even, okay, all right, I don't. I don't know.
If you guys could see her hand gestures right now, that would be everything.
No sabe, that's all I'm gonna say. I really don't know.
She looks amazing, first of all. Flawless. We all knew this, but now we got up close and personal. She still looks amazing.
Also, like, not that she needed it, but the way it was lit on her, it was just dim enough.
God, it was
that you're
perfect.
Like, all right. Yeah. Smart. Genius.
Yeah, I was thinking of all the stripper lighting. I'm like, lighting people at strip clubs must be really great. Really good at their jobs. They work at the strip club and they also work at the theater part-time.
It's kind of like we talked about this the other day, how like dim lighting like dilates your pupils so they look bigger, so like you look more attractive in dim lighting, so like that hot whole
really?
thing. Yeah, that's why restaurants have dim lighting. They have the candles in the middle of the table, because us as humans are naturally attracted to bigger eyes. So when you're in dim lighting, your eyes are a little bigger. So that's why the phrase is like, oh, you look beautiful in the moonlight type of thing.
So in the movies, when the guy's like, why are you turning all the lights off? Keep the lights on. I want to see you. I'm like, no, bitch, you want to see me with my dimmed eyes.
I quit.
Good night.
First of all, the way you're going was good. Sure, we'll say yes to your answer. But yes. Yeah, that's where that whole like phrase comes from. In the moonlight, in the soft lighting, you look very beautiful, that kind of thing.
She looked amazing. She looked incredible. First of all, there's a lot of tape going on to keep things places where it's supposed
to be.
A lot of tape, a lot of hairspray, a lot of all of that.
Also, Fiona Apple, right? That's the song?
Fiona Apple, was it Criminal?
Wow, yeah. Criminal.
My Fiona Apple. Holy.
I was looking to you to know
great.
This.
I know.
I was like, Anna should know this.
That's why she don't know. Wow.
I know.
What, exactly. What a First song all, to come out to.
That's a great song.
First of
and
all,
and I never in my life thought I'd hear, I'd see someone strip to it. So
right,
or strip in general. So that's interesting.
Strip to that
Of all songs.
I was like, champion of feminism, you, J Lo. Thank you. that is what yeah, we're here
that's
for.
A great song. Wow, throwing it back.
Honestly,
all but the other so playing good. All the bops.
Who only J Lo could
but
strip
then
to
also
that.
In the soundtrack was some classical music, some Chopin.
Yes. Oh my god, I loved how
some Chopin.
Even
Chopin.
The very first shot, oh, it's a long shot of Constance Wu. She's in the dressing room and she walks out and then she's walking around the club to the stage and they follow her out. All that was really, really good. The way that was shot was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And then all the montages were scored with like classical piano. A thing I was not prepared for. It fits so well with the rest of the story. It gave it like an essence of like sophistication, you know, like. So great.
Which,
so
like, great. If it was, I mean, credit to the director for, like, kind of piecing this together.
Yeah.
Because it really could have gone, like, badly and cheesy really quickly.
I think if it would have been a full orchestra, it would have been too campy.
Mm-hmm. The piano mm-hmm. is what did
the
it.
The classic, simple, mm-hmm. underscoring mm-hmm. piano.
Yeah.
Chopin.
Beautiful. And then there was some Frankie Valli.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Nana was saying, oh, yeah. She danced with Frankie Valli.
And then there was another song right after that. There was
we
two.
Were just talking about him.
I know. That's why I looked at you. I was like, did we just manifest this?
Yeah.
Basically.
Because we both saw him in concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're cool kids.
Not together, but yes. Frank Valley's cool.
He is.
I think he's cool.
I don't know him.
I don't know him.
I don't either.
Yeah, I just
but
he
did
I
have
was
a really sexy backup singer when I was there, and I was like,
"This is a one star, right?"
That's yeah.
Okay. What was I gonna say? I'm blanking. Yeah, the diversity was great. I said that already.
But it really was though. It was really like that's not something you see every
not
day.
Like just race, but like female
age,
age
yeah. too.
Yeah, like what?
You got some youngins, you got some middles, you got some olders.
Some middles.
I shout out. Wow. It really is as good as they say. It's like 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah, no, I was pleasantly surprised. I expected just a chick flick. I expected
just something
it
fun.
To be like a girls' night out kind of movie. And it's not that it's not that,
no.
but it's a little more.
It feels yeah. like
it's elevated.
It feels like that in the beginning. And I was like, this is a lot of stripping. I don't really want to watch all this. But I feel
the story kicked in.
Once the story kicked in, the whole like her struggling with. Also, wasn't her Constance Wu's boyfriend, her baby daddy? He was like a rapper, I think. I think that was G-Eazy.
In the movie or in real?
In the movie. That's G-Eazy, oh. I believe.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Yeah. It is. I know so much about
Shut
this.
Up. let me look it up. Hold on. Yeah, I just it once the story of that kicked in for me, I was like, okay, I see what's happening now.
And then
I see what's happening now.
And then sorry. I liked the device of them going back in time and
yeah, I felt
finding
very
out that she was being interviewed and that's that she's looking back
also,
on
I
it.
Love the effect of when she turns off the recorder and we as an audience don't hear anything.
Yes, that was so cool.
Oh, I loved that. Just a small detail was like so
until,
interesting.
Yeah,
it reminded
who would have
me
thought that a movie like this had like really great direction?
It reminded me of, did you ever see The Social Network?
Yes.
It's kind of like that where it's told through depositions.
Yeah.
It's so well
oh,
put together.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that. I was like, yes, I'm in. I loved it.
That was
it.
Good.
Yeah, that whole detail of turning the recorder off was really interesting.
What? Joey's looking at me and, like, giving me this smile.
Just it's creeping looking at you?
He's only 30?
Oh
wow.
He's still looking at you, kid.
Who's 30?
Jeez, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
No one knows
him
but me, but that's fine. Huh? Am I gonna what? What did you say?
Ass.
What did you say?
I didn't see anything.
What did you say?
Are you gonna hit that?
I didn't hear it again. You talk. What did you say? Shut up, Joy. Anna.
Kiki Palmer.
I already said it twice.
Also, Cokehead bitch, whatever her name is, the ginger who ratted them out. God, she was so annoying.
I thought you said ginger hood rat at first. I was like, yeah, she is a hood rat.
Oh, my God. she was so annoying.
Also, that apartment where they had Christmas was beautiful.
God, yes.
I want that Christmas. Damn.
That, it was so white.
Give me that big fur coat.
Also, oh, I know it was from her dark time in Britney Spears' life, but Gimme More is a great song.
It is a great
song. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
I loved the pretty woman-like moment where she's paying in singles for her, oh, her yes. bag. And she's like, what are you looking at?
She's like, ring it up. Ring it up. Reminded me of the scene in Selena. When she goes,
yes, which J-Lo was also in.
I know, that's why I said that.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, where does it fit in the movies you've seen this year? Like, of good ones that you've seen.
What have I seen this year?
So never mind. What have I seen? No. It takes a second. I really should just keep a list.
Do y'all honestly think it could be for Oscar contention? Honestly,
I don't know if the movie will be.
I think
because it already has the buzz, J-Lo could.
Also, and her herself, she's running that Oscar campaign. She don't need no studio to back her up. She's doing it by herself.
Mm-mm. And when I just saw a little clip. Sorry. I just saw a little clip. But when someone brought it up in an interview and she started crying, like,
what?
Aww. Someone was like, yeah, and your performance is getting Oscar buzz. And she just started crying. She goes, I've been working for so long.
She really has.
And so hard. And I'm just like, yeah, girl, you have.
And if she does, any award she wins is going to be actually for Selena as well. But that's just in my heart.
Basically.
It's also going to be for Made in Manhattan.
Oh, my God. The movie is so stupid.
Garbage.
Honestly, like, she was very slept on for Selena. Because besides my biased.
Yeah.
My biased opinion. My life biased opinion that Selena is one of the greatest movies ever made. She,
I don't know about that, but it is great.
She...
For that scene in the car alone.
Amazing.
Don't get me started.
Anyway. My life crisis. That was an amazing performance. Yeah. And from someone so young. Because she was so young.
Because to a lot of people, she is Selena. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, mm-hmm. she is that person.
Yeah.
And she
people are going to say we're fucking crazy. But no, you know what? Whatever.
If you know, you know. Okay? Let's get real here. But yeah, also, whatever.
Every brown person listening is going, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even some white people Hundo know what's P. up. Like,
Hundo P.
you in Texas, you know. I'm sorry.
Honestly, yeah. Just if you're in Texas, yeah. you're a Texas person.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
From north to south, you know. I don't know that she'll, yeah, you're right. The movie, I don't know that it as a whole will be nominated. Mm-hmm. The smaller awards like Golden Globes and what's the other one?
SAG.
Definitely SAG. I could totally see it get like a cast award.
Ensemble?
Yeah.
Best cast.
I feel like it has enough firepower for that.
What's another one? Golden Globe and there's a... Crap, there's another one, isn't there? Am I blanking?
Screen Actor? No, that's
SAG. That's SAG. Oh my God, I guess not.
Golden Globe. The Critics?
No, okay, maybe it is just the Golden Globes.
But no, you're right. I feel like we are missing
one. There's another one in there.
The
somewhere.
Oscars?
No.
Oh yeah, that
the Emmys. Oh, those just happened.
The Oscars, what we devote our entire February to.
Yeah, I'm so hype.
Me too.
Bitch, I'm ready.
In the words of Anna, I'm so hype.
Oh, the new trailer came out for Renee Zellweger's Judy.
Which I didn't know Rufus Sewell was in it. And like, I'll be there.
Ma'am. I will be watching.
Is that another like Oscar movie that you're looking forward to seeing?
I would like Judy. I'm just intrigued by Judy Garland, so I would like to see it.
Yeah.
I like me some Judy.
I want to see it Ad Astra.
Me too.
Because I like space and my favorite composer is composing that movie, so yes.
I'm gonna let you guys watch that and let me know
That's
if
fair.
I would like
That's
it.
That's fair.
Because I feel like it's not my...
Well, you're not a space person.
It's not my thing.
You're not a space cadet like
well,
we are.
Well, space just fucking freaks me out, so I don't want to think about it.
That's fine.
I'm good. You know what movie... since we're talking awards buzz and shit... Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like the manliest piece of shit I've ever seen. And I don't want it.
It's Christian Bale and Matt Damon about cars.
It's a racing thing. I've never heard of it.
The really? Trailers okay. come out in front of, it was Downton.
We saw, yeah, Downton.
And
Downton.
In front of some other movie I saw recently. I don't remember what it was, but it came out in front of that too.
It's another one they're talking about.
Yeah.
That one, the trailer we saw tonight, Queen and Slim, looks like it could get
okay.
some buzz.
Oh my God, Queen and Slim. Okay, so the director of that movie, she's done a lot of like Drake music videos. She's done a lot of hip hop videos. She has like, that very much of uh-huh.
that
aesthetic that's going
which
on.
Which I like.
Which, hello, that's me. So, First of all,
is Lena Waithe writing or producing, or she's involved in this?
I just saw her name and that's all I saw, so I don't know.
So I know,
I'm but good. Daniel Kaluuya,
actor for a generation.
I don't know that the story is any different. Like, it doesn't seem inventive, the story, but I think those actors and the way it's going to be told aesthetically is going to be enough to like make it a good movie. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm in for that. So yay that.
I'm literally in for anything Daniel Kaluuya does.
Well,
ever.
Same.
I respect that.
He's so great. He's the greatest that ever lived.
I really want to see him in like a million things. I want to see him in everything. I love every seeing genre.
Oscar nominee Daniel Kaluuya. That is amazing.
Oh, so proud. So proud.
Amazing.
Okay, but the Ford and Ferrari one is Christian Bale. Matt Damon's trying to get Christian Bale to build an engine for Ford to race against Ferrari. And it's just a bunch of dumb shit. But you know who's in it? God, what is her name? Katrina Balfe? Is that how you say her name?
Oh, yeah. Y'all's girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it did make me laugh, though. And I think I told Crystal after I saw the trailer, I was like, Natalie Walker, who did all those little videos on Twitter about the stereotypical like wife role or whatever. I was like, I literally see Katrina Balfe doing that exact same speech, like watching the TV or watching the race and being like,
yeah,
come on, baby, you can do it. You're going to win.
Literally.
And I'm just like, a wife role. Cool. I see one lady in this entire trailer. Trash.
Yeah.
Throw it in the trash. I don't want it. I'm sure it's gonna be like awardsy and whatever.
If it's nominated, are you gonna watch or are you gonna vote?
I mean, I'm gonna be forced to watch it if it's one of those. If I can avoid it, no.
The movie that I'm kind of nervous about is Jojo Rabbit.
Oh yeah,
just because I mean I love Taika Waititi, I love him so much,
but like content wise,
yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it won like the audience award at TIFF, so yay.
Oh, it did.
It did, which went to La La Land that year that it was there. So there you go.
Who? What won Cannes this year? Was it the Joker movie?
What do you mean Cannes?
Cannes Film Festival.
Cannes.
Cannes.
Whatever it's called. I don't know what
it
is.
Cannes.
Let's go get some chicken.
Let's go get some chicken.
Can.
It is open pretty late, though.
It's Cannes, France. I don't know, but I know Jojo Rabbit won the audience prize at that. Joker, because you didn't want to see Joker, right? You're like, I don't. Can you explain yourself? Tell the podcast, please.
Hello, podcast. It is I, Joy. I don't want to see it.
Can you explain why? Because you had really interesting points about it that I didn't even think about until you said it. So I appreciate your insight.
It and actually the director, I believe, or the writer, whoever the fuck, came out this week with an answer to my thoughts about this.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
Yeah. So it looks interesting. I know that Joaquin Phoenix is a phenomenal actor. I've loved him since Gladiator. He's really interesting, kind of creepy, just like generally, but like a really interesting, exciting sort of actor. Content wise, I don't know that I want to see it or that I want to support it just because it's not directly, but I feel like it's maybe kind of enabling or justifying certain kind of men in particular in society that feel like, you know, they're downtrodden, they're, you know, they're not doing well, they're not successful via society's expectations of successful, and kind of enabling them, telling them like, oh no, you know the rest of the world is wrong and you're right, and you know, violence like this is okay, and you know, if it justifies your means, then you know, you're fine. And actually the director came out with a statement or in some interview or whatever where he was like, our intention is not to incite violence, we're not promoting violence, we're not like promoting, you know, hate or anything like that against any sort of people. That's not our intention with this. I'm like, okay, fair. Granted, I haven't seen the movie at all.
I've read that they're already like upping police.
They're
not allowed to dress up at.
And actually, I saw it at the movie theater when we were there. It says banning any mask costumes, face painting, or you know, weapons, fake
and
weapons
there'll
of
be
any kind.
Police presence at premiere night.
Yeah. Just because some of the themes of it. Really click with certain kinds of people, certain kinds of guys, and that's just kind of scary in general, especially with where we're at in general.
You know, it's funny. When you told me that, I was like, oh, like I never even thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. So those points were very interesting.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's just like, he's a Joker. He's like not a Joker, but he's a comic book character. He's like not real, but I don't look at it like that. So when you brought that to my attention, I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, because with how they're doing it, convinced us that. Since they're doing it now, they're kind of applying it to modern, like now time themes. Yeah, yeah. And so it kind of connects with those things. So I think that can be kind of dangerous.
No, it can be. Yeah, you're right.
So I'm just like,
not everybody can separate fact from fiction like
right.
that. So like, yeah,
it's
right.
a film and it's a film just like, you know, yeah. other movies we've seen. Like, I'm not going to go be a stripper now, even though I would love to make tons of money. I'm not going to go drug people. That's bad.
I'm not going to go live in a castle in 1920s.
I fucking wish.
Then don't get more water.
What?
Never mind. Went over. It's okay.
What is she talking about?
I don't need water.
What did she say?
What do I need to do?
I was joking that I put something in your water.
Oh. We just saw this and it already went.
Yeah. And my brain. I just can't believe that the Joker, or I keep calling it the Joker. The Joker is directed by Todd Phillips, who did like the Hangover movies.
Like, really?
Yeah. He's known for like old school Hangover 2 and 3 and all kinds of weird stuff. Like that weird due date movie with, I think, Zach Galifianakis or something. Yeah. This guy,
that's weird,
is getting all this crazy buzz.
It's like that guy that directed Chernobyl.
That's
and he's only done like,
I mean, I guess you can turn a leaf if you want to.
Scary Movie 4.
Scary Movie 4. Yeah, exactly.
So weird.
I think the style of it looks really interesting. I just think like content wise, I'm going to definitely wait on it and I'm not going to watch it if I don't have to watch it.
That's fair. What about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? What do you think about that?
Bleh, more trash.
I never saw it.
Me neither.
I had no idea it was about the Mansons until after it premiered and everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
I was like, had no idea.
My cult brain was like, what?
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it, but
do you guys want
to
see
Quentin Tarantino to me is like,
it's like literally heavy sigh.
It's a lot. Like, I will never forget having to watch Django Unchained. And like, I was nervous to begin with. And then the whole movie, I was like holding my breath just because I was like, I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch this violent. Like there's one scene with Leonardo DiCaprio and they're at like the bar or something. And those guys are fighting and they're like, I didn't watch that scene because I was like, I know what's going to happen and I don't want to see that. There's no need for me to look upon that. Not one bit.
I blocked out a lot of that movie in my memory. I just remember that one. The one scene of the person hanging from the tree.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's when I think of that movie, that's what I think about. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need to remember more. I remember like Kerry Washington being thrown around and treated like shit.
Oh, God. I forgot that was Kerry Washington.
So
I really did block out a lot of this.
Yeah. So when I think of that movie, and I think I honestly don't remember much of the plot.
I don't need. Well, I mean, it's pretty much guess, really.
I remember those two moments. I'm just like, that's enough for me to remember.
Yeah. I feel like my eyes a lot from
that movie. Quentin Tarantino.
He thinks very highly of himself.
He really does, and he does not need to. He's not that great. He thinks he gets a pass for stuff, and so he like overdoes it and like hits you over the head with it.
Yeah.
And it's also just, like, you can't tell me he didn't know about wasteful. Harvey Weinstein. Come on. I don't believe that for a second.
Mm. Yeah.
That is such bull. No.
And also for how he treated Uma Thurman during the Kill Bill movie.
Yeah.
When she came out with that information.
Yeah. There's like video of it. It's terrible. And then how, because they depict Bruce Lee in the movie. And his daughter was like, hello, no.
We don't like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not okay. That's not a good look. Although I did really like Inglourious Basterds. I really, really liked that movie.
Yeah, that was an okay movie.
So I don't. It's also Quentin Tarantino. I don't know. I think it's probably why I was like more willing to see Django Unchained, because I was like, I really like that movie. So maybe I like this movie, but I didn't. And there was another one with that Kurt Russell that he did that I didn't see either.
Oh, the Hateful Eight?
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Oh, me either.
I didn't want to because
after that, you were done with him.
I
just feel like as a person, it's just,
and I feel like people who say that his movies are for, you know, are only certain people like it.
Maybe that's true.
If you look at that group of people that enjoy his movies,
well,
you're gonna notice a little something.
It's very niche.
You're not wrong there.
So I'm not. Am I watching it? No.
If I have to, I will. I will.
Well, again, yeah, if I have to, I will.
I wouldn't mind seek it out. Staring at Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio for a couple hours. Yeah.
What about, I haven't seen these movies, but A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. I'm really interested to see.
Oh, I'm so excited. Are you looking at
the Vulture list?
No, I'm looking at this.
I just pulled that up too.
This thing here.
What is it saying the same movies that we're saying?
Kind of, yeah.
I really want to see that.
Did you ever see the documentary? I never saw it.
Me no. Either. But it's on Netflix, isn't it?
It is?
I either saw it on Netflix or Amazon. Yeah. When we were watching something the other day.
I'm to get on that. Ooh, what is that about? What'd you do?
Apologies.
It's our burps.
To Matt Damon, we ran out of time.
That was good.
There's also that Harriet movie, which looks beautiful, but also
Cynthia
Erivo,
like Janelle Monáe. Oh my God, okay, I'm blanking on his name.
Again, I know what that's going to be, and I want to watch it, but I also don't.
I feel like, though, with this, from what I've seen in the trailer, I feel like it's going to be different, and it's not going to be...
That's what I'm hoping.
It's not going to be that you're thinking.
I think it
of.
Helps that it's centered on one specific person.
Right. It's not general. So they have to be a little more specific
also
with story.
Also, like, to be fair, though, and yes, Harriet Tubman deserves her story to be told. But I'm just so tired of slavery movie. Sorry. I'm tired of
yikes.
Sorry. I'm going to cut that
I'm
and
sorry.
Just.
No, shut up. Oh, put God. It on a loop. Don't ISO it, please. I'm very fatigued by movies about slavery because black people deserve better roles than that.
True.
Black people do not deserve to be relegated to slave movies for the rest of their lives.
But they also deserve a chance to tell their story.
See, that's why I'm conflicted. Like, Harriet Tubman automatically deserves to have her story be told.
But also, like, I think they deserve to have their story be told by themselves.
That's also true. 100%.
Rather than, like... Somebody who just wants some like award season buzz and is thinking, I read a history book, so I'm going to do this now.
Like, I remember there was that one year that, what was it with David Oyelowo when he was Martin Luther King? What movie
Selma?
Was that? Selma. I never saw it because I was like, I don't want to watch this again. I know what it's going to be. I'm sure he's great. I'm sure it's great. That was the year that I didn't, was the only one I didn't see.
Me too.
I was just so fatigued by all of it. And I hate that. I hate that I don't want to watch a movie with diverse people. I don't know. I'm so conflicted because yes, they deserve the story to be told by the right people, but they also deserve to have better meatier roles than just that.
Like, it's also hard to watch.
I know. I don't. Same with like Black Klansman. Like
that one was heavy.
It's a lot, and like I don't. I don't want to see that.
Funny story about that movie. My sister and her husband were sitting down to watch a movie, and they finally settled on that one because my brother-in-law told my sister that it was a comedy because he thought it was.
Jesus. Oh, he hadn't seen it?
No, so they sat down to watch it, and she was like, it was not a comedy. It is not what I signed up for. It was beautiful. It was brilliant, but I was not ready for it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God.
Imagine sitting down thinking you're watching a comedy and then seeing that.
And then seeing that. No.
I'll never forget those last couple minutes of that movie, and I literally had to sit like walk from the couch because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, and I thought the people who need to see this won't see this, and that's what makes me okay. You know what? No, we're not going to get into that.
If you would like to listen to that, we have an Oscar podcast, Oscar episodes about Black Klansmen. Yes, so go back and watch that.
Tears will be flowing. Listen. Also, another movie that's been kind of like Oscar talk is Cats. Because
what the fuck?
Because Tom Hooper did The King's Speech, which also won the Oscar, and Les Mis, which also had a lot of Oscar stuff going on. So like Cats looks ridiculous, looks like a crazy fever dream, but
and that's
he's directing it, so that gives it some clout, I guess.
That's weird.
I think
to go back two steps, I love Janelle Monáe, and I really want to see Janelle Monáe in the supporting actress race, regardless.
I just want to see anything she's in. She's fantastic.
And Cynthia Erivo in the best actress race.
Janelle Monáe in everything.
Honestly, Janelle Monáe in my life.
Put her
please.
In the Marvel movie, please. I don't just whatever. She can be whoever. I don't care. Just put her in the front and forward. Everything. Love her. What was I going to say? I forgot. The next one. Oh, Little Women. It's another one that people are talking about. Okay, so I told when we saw the preview. So during Downton, right? We saw the trailer. I hadn't seen the whole trailer yet, so I'm conflicted because I told Joy. I said, "I've never read Little Women, so I have nothing. I don't know nothing about it. Do they have to be white? And she goes, yes, because it's set in a certain time and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But like, hasn't this been told like 50 million times already? Like, why do we need another version of this?
True.
Why can't we have like, I don't know, Little Women like of another race? I will say in the trailer, Saoirse Ronan and Timothée Chalamet acting at each other was great. And I was like, damn it.
Also, how beautiful that they're so young. No, I don't. They're so young and like they're such good actors that they're acting at each other. Like,
yeah, they really were acting at each other. And I was like, so great.
I can't wait for that scene. I'm going to be rip me to shreds, bitch. Rip me to shreds. I'm upset. I already know the whole movie's going to make me upset and my emotions are going to be everywhere.
That'll be my first Little Women.
Oh yeah. Yay! I'm so excited.
I'll be like, I wish it were Burner, but that's fine, I guess.
I wish it were of
and coloring. I hate to be like that. I really hate to be like that. But like, it just seems like
no, and that's fair because those were
why?
Some
it's been done before.
That was like, a concern that a lot of people brought up whenever it was announced that Greta Gerwig was directing this.
Also, Greta Gerwig
was
going
to be in it. Yeah,
she's great.
Yeah,
but let's do something else.
This is the one that we have right now.
Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's one of those stories that could be transitioned into, I don't even want to see it modern day, but just another period.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when
it could be in a different,
because there's such a big part about the Civil War.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. And again, I have no idea. I've never, so when she was talking about that, makes sense.
So maybe they could transition that to the Civil Rights Movement and have it be like,
or even it could be like another country, another mm-hmm. culture,
another, because the war affected because more it, than just our
right.
country.
Right. And it could be, it doesn't even have to be like any war that we know of. It could be a
right.
war.
Yeah.
Because it's just a war, the essential part of general. It is the Little Women. It's just the sisters and their yeah. relationship within each other.
Or maybe just have a movie about sisters and of another race. That's fine too. Like, it doesn't have to be just like Little Women, you know, like.
I think I'm going to try and reread it before.
Yeah. I mean, you have till December, so it's good.
That's the thing about I've always said about Downton Abbey is I love Downton Abbey, but I would really love to see a show or a movie about like an Indian princess and how their upstairs downstairs life is like.
You watched Aladdin? I'm just kidding.
And that wasn't even Indian.
True. Same like that, just like a hierarchy family and their day to day stuff, but
a royal family,
they're
downstairs
in like the Chinese dynasty. Like, that would be so interesting.
I would love to see a Ming dynasty Downton Abbey.
Yes,
I want royalty, I want drama.
Speaking of Asian so movies, great. The Farewell with
I still haven't seen that either.
Is getting
I want to see
I know
that.
Oscar yes. buzz. I haven't seen it either, but it's definitely on my list of
a lot of great things sure. about that for
yeah,
sure.
I yeah. really want to see
and
that.
And I love Awkwafina so much. Same. I would love if she was getting attention mm-hmm. for this.
Me too. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about Disney actively promoting an Oscar campaign for Robert Downey Jr. for Endgame?
Blech. That's how I feel about it.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. It's official.
Yeah, when she told
they're
me
pushing
this,
for
I was
that
devastated.
And The Lion King as like best animated film or whatever. Which, we'll get to Lion King, but like Robert Downey Jr., I don't. Again, another person who's just playing himself.
Is Lion King?
But not well.
Considered animated?
They're gonna push it for animated, yeah. To me, Lion King, it was so unnecessary. Like, I love Beyonce, but like, she cannot act, and like, she's delivering those lines like Beyonce, not like Nala. Like,
what's her name? Nicole. Who did we go see?
Nicole Byer.
Nicole Byer.
Yeah, exactly.
She was right.
Yeah,
Beyonce didn't need to be there.
Completely unnecessary. It did not need to be made.
And I felt like her and Donald Glover, their voices weren't a good match.
I think they
and
just thought like celebrities and didn't think like the story. The only thing that was good about it was Billie Eilish. Billie Eichner and
Seth Rogen.
They were the only like, even John Oliver was good too. But I feel like they were the only really standouts to me.
Yeah, they're the only ones that brought something fresh and different.
Yeah, and it didn't feel like contrived or anything. I don't know. Everything else just felt so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Also, like, because with the Jungle Book, which a lot of people said, yes, make Lion King if it's like this, they had an actor. They had that one kid. So he was like,
he did so much.
He was the anchor, you know?
Yeah.
And to have no kid, it was like, oh, this is weird. And their mouths didn't move with like,
their faces gave off no expression.
No. I think that's what's so great about animation is because
when they announced it, didn't they announce that they're doing a live action?
They did, yeah. But it's all computer generated, basically.
So they lied to us.
They just, it's false.
They lied action.
They do all the time. So that's where they're going to push it as animated, because
that's bullshit.
That's so stupid.
I don't think it deserves it. I don't think it should be there. I don't think
they're honestly making so much money off of our nostalgia and our tears.
Basically, yeah. Not worth it. But yeah. So Endgame, Robert Downey Jr. That's what they're pushing for.
That's the most garbage thing I've ever heard.
Now that they got Black Panther, and then they're like, we can get all of our movies in.
No. Robert Downey Jr. is not Black Panther.
What do you think Booksmart will fit in there if it does?
I don't think it will.
No, you don't think
so? I think it might get a Golden Globe or a SAG or a Critics Choice. I don't think it'll make it to the Oscars.
As many problems as I have with that movie, I feel like it was a good...
You have problems with Booksmart?
Yeah, didn't we talk about this?
Diversity problems.
I feel like she doesn't... That was it. Again, yeah. My spiel. Sorry, I hate to be that person. But she doesn't know any people of color. But whatever. I feel like it was... That movie being made and being received well as it did, that was just a good stepping stone for everyone involved.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's probably not going to... Like you said, not going to get any recognition, but it was a good stepping stone for everyone. So, good for them peoples.
Yeah.
What else here I have on my list?
I don't know anything about it, but The Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
What is that?
It was from...
That sounds beautiful. Why are you reading my diary?
From film festivals. And I've just been hearing about it on film, Twitter, Tumblr, whatever it is.
There's the Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver movie,
Marriage Story, yeah. I haven't seen those trailers yet.
It'll be great to see...
I like Adam Driver.
Adam Driver acting against a tree.
Oh, my God. She can be the first Asian woman nominated for a lead actress.
Oh, my God. What a mess. What about The Laundromat? That has, like...
Which one is that one?
That has... Meryl Streep and I'm blanking on everything right now. I'm sorry. Oh, it's late. I just caught the time. Ooh, yikes. It has it's a Netflix movie. What, did it come out today? Oh, it came out yesterday. Okay, cool. No. Steven Soderbergh is directing. Meryl Streep, Gary Oldman, Antonio Banderas, David Schwimmer, Sharon Stone, Jeffrey Wright, Will Forte. That's supposed to be
a lot of people.
Bombshell.
What?
With Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron, and...
Oh, yeah.
First of all, bitch. What's Charlize her name? Theron. Margot Robbie.
Thank you.
Yeah, first of all, blonde. Love Margot Robbie. Second of all, love Nicole Kidman. Third of all, Charlize Theron is my bitch. Wow. Yes.
She's this amazing. Movie made for you?
She's but it's about amazing. Like Fox conservative news, so
gross. The makeup team, the hair and makeup team on Charlize Theron's face. Wow. She looked just like her. Did you guys watch the trailer?
No, I saw that picture though. That production still
it looks to be intense. Honest, I don't really know what it's all about.
I read the skim every day. Am I subscribed to the skim? They don't pay me. They should. And so I read a little bit about what that is, and I was like, oh, okay. But I didn't really go into it, so I know the gist.
I know the basics.
The basics.
I don't know.
Your basic.
I don't know what this movie is about, but I want to see it. The Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Also, because it just...
Who's in that?
Some French people. It's French.
You're French.
I don't know any of these people in the credits, in the things. But it was being talked about.
Okay, all right.
In the film buzz.
I think that's it. I think we talked enough about awards movies. We'll talk about it more later.
I'm so happy award season is getting
closer.
Yeah.
Oh, another movie that's being talked about is The Good Liar. I forgot about that. It's Helen Mirren and somebody else. I forgot.
Ian McKellen?
Yes. I don't know what it's about either.
So we just saw the trailer for it.
I was in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, you were in the bathroom.
That one looked real good.
That's another one they're talking about. It's Oscar conversations.
I
was just so excited to see, you know, two older people having a role that
wasn't about them being old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looked really like it had a good story. It wasn't just old people trying to recapture their youth.
Yeah.
Which is good. Also, 1917.
I just read that.
Which is Sam Mendes movie. He's basically doing his version of Dunkirk. That's what it looks like to me anyway.
Oh, really?
because it's if you watch a trailer, it's very the same type of music where it's just like a it sounds like a clock ticking, and then it's like getting bigger and bigger, and it's basically Dunkirk.
So World War One? Is it a war movie?
Yeah, 1917 is World War One.
So yeah, that's another one that's being talked about in the rounds of Oscar.
There's the one with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson, the black and white.
Yeah. I forgot. What is that one called?
Whoever did that one did something else that I really liked.
The director?
What is that one called? Do you enjoy this dead air?
We weren't prepared, guys. We didn't plan on recording at all today.
It was just a suggestion when we left.
I had so many emotions.
All happened to be in the same space.
I had so many emotions after Hustlers that I had to let it out somewhere.
The Lighthouse.
Oh,
The Lighthouse. Yes,
yeah, that's right.
The Witch.
Also,
it was the guy who did The Witch.
So what is The Witch? I don't know what that is.
It's
the one she was talking about.
It's a scary movie. What is it? It's set in 1630 in New England, and it's the story of this family living out by themselves, and there being some witchcraft and possession and
oh no, I'm out.
Not possession like that. But just strange things starts happening, and they start to blame the oldest daughter.
Are there stranger things happening?
They start to blame the oldest daughter and accuse her of being a witch.
Being the oldest is the worst.
They accuse her of being a witch, and
damn, yeah, it's rough. Who's in it?
Like nobody.
Is it? Well, was it too scary for me?
No,
really.
It was because it's really just kind of eerie.
Okay, all right.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh yeah, she was in Split.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The dad, Julian Richings. No, that's not who the dad is. The dad is somebody else, but he was so fantastic.
Okay, all right.
What is the name of that movie that are
Ralph Ineson.
I don't know that.
He's got this deep voice. That's like
Speaking of,
what's the movie?
The movie that Sebastian Stan premiered at, it was
a
TIFF.
Oh my God, don't say his name. Tribeca? I'm going to faint.
And not Charlize Theron. God. Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't remember what it's called. I never paid attention because I just saw a picture of his face and I got real distracted. So
made by the same guy who did like Crazy.
Drake something.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Also that movie that I can't think of. Oh, another movie that was getting a conversation because he won was Us by Jordan Peele.
Oh.
I never saw Us, but what do you think, Anna?
I still need to go back and watch that. And there you have it.
And there it is.
It's just been a while. I have to remember.
I'll have to rewatch it.
It was a good movie. It wasn't as good or as profound as Get Out.
Okay.
I still think it was great. I think it might just been too early in the season for it to maintain its traction.
Yeah, yeah.
But Get Out did. So.
That's true. And he's already an Oscar winner, so automatically his work is like up there, you know?
Right.
So good for him.
There's a chance. I wouldn't count it out, but I wouldn't put it at the top.
Also, the Shia LaBeouf semi-biographical movie Honey Boy, because he's making a comeback.
What?
He plays his dad, a version of his dad.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, it's called Honey Boy. And then the Peanut Butter Falcon is another movie that he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
But Honey Boy, I think, is the one that's getting the Oscar conversations around it. Yeah, he plays... Because his dad used to be like a circus clown or something. And I actually remember reading about this because for a while there, back in my days, I was in love with him. So I was obsessed.
He was the hot ticket item for a few years there.
Yes.
When he was doing
Disturbia, girl. Transformers, the first one.
You watched Disturbia?
Yeah, because he was in it. I had to. My boyfriend was in it. What was I supposed to do?
I'm so proud of
you. He was so beautiful. Eagle Eye, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Girl. I loved him.
I don't know if I've
for years. And then I was like, oh, I'm over you. I'm done. So I haven't heard of him in forever. I think he like got married and like grew up and stuff. What?
I work at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So let's keep talking.
So, yeah, I think
I'm gonna leave.
We talked enough about movies. I think we're fine. I just really wanted to talk.
I'm just really excited for award season.
Yeah, me too.
Me too, because I miss you guys.
I miss you too.
Oh, I miss this.
Same.
So go see Hustlers, everyone, please.
Go see Hustlers.
Because
it was fun.
We hype.
Drop that ass.
So have a good time. We love you. Have a good week. Or don't. I guess I'm the one who cares about your well-being. That's fine.
Yeah, have a sucky week, you fucking bitches.
Wow.
That's what you get for not knowing who we are.
Wow.
But the one person, know who we are.
Janie,
who listens like, to us. Subscribe. She doesn't. Review.
Wow, not even her.
Because we didn't post in so long.
Wow. She never did.
Yeah, you did. You said she listened to that one time.
That one time. I think she listened to like two or three times.
Wow. All right. Well, I feel defeated, so.
No one loves us.
No one.
All right. Well, that's enough.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.